Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. Snatched my dad back, guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study mad fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is a True Grudge Racing Channel, and I'm your host, Big Sham. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. The man on the ones and twos, the legend, the living legend himself, Brother Shaky. Another great Thursday. We out here. We live, y'all. It's Thursday night. It is Lock In Thursday. If you're looking for somebody, we will allot you a few 3 to 4 to 5 minutes to try to get locked in if that's what you're looking for. We will try to accommodate you if all possible. Man, it's beautiful outside. It's lovely. Man, I'm running with my head cut off. I need y'all help. Y'all gonna have to take this show over tonight. Let me see. I'm gonna go to this board. Brother Mouth, talk to me.
What's up? What's up?
Man, slow motion, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying this weather.
Man, yeah, you better soak it all up. Man, you better soak it up while you can.
We'd be wishing for this.
Man, I ain't even trying to look that far, but yeah, it's coming. It's definitely coming. We already in August. August is in a few days, so yeah, the time is ticking, man. It's really ticking. Oh man, tell me something good, Mouse.
Man, is anything happening at the Grove tonight?
Now you know what? I haven't heard nobody that was locked in. I hadn't heard anything. Thus far, Yeah, I hadn't heard anything thus far. I know, well, I know everybody know that Mike Vedeno beat Yak last weekend, last week,
right.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nail biter. It was good. It was good. You know, shout out to both of them. You know, Yak, Von, they, you know, they getting up there, man. They, you know, they truly, you know, they grudge racing. They are true grudge. They doing it. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
And it was a good race. I don't know. I hadn't heard anything about somebody being locked in, but I don't know. Let me see if I'm going to try to call somebody to see. Man, I'm working on something, and I'm working on something. It's got me tied up. I got my hands tied up. So I need y'all help. Somebody, y'all come in. I'm gonna try to get Shaky on here. I know he was doing something when I talked to him, so he can run the board. I ain't gonna try to leave you by yourself, Mal. You ain't gonna
do
it
that.
No way. you ain't gonna do it no way. But I wanna be able to, you know, the people on. This is your perfect opportunity to come on and say something. All the ones that be listening, don't say nothing. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, 2 weeks to figure out something to say.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get him on here. I know he gonna come on so he can run the board. But I'm gonna try to hold it out as long as I can. This week and next week. After next week, then I hopefully should be in a good place. I should be half done with what I'm trying to do. So I'm trying to do something right now, and it's got me a little bound up. But. Wait a minute. Somebody asked me something. What you got, Mouse? You know, you've been having some things in your back pocket. Last couple times I asked you. Yeah, what you got, Mouse?
Oh, man. Let's see. Let me pull something out the hat. Something we need to talk about.
Huh?
I said, you want me to pull something out of the hat or a topic?
Somebody, I'm trying to remember what you asked me. Somebody had asked me something earlier today to ask the question. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know it was in reference to, I hate to ask the wrong question. I don't want to say it wrong because then it ain't going to be right. But in reference to no, that's not what it is. oh man, I don't want to misquote it, but I know it's got something to do with friendship.
ongoing topic of friendship.
Hold. Happy birthday, Chef Lee. Brother Lee's birthday is today. Brother Chef Lee is 125 years old today.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's birthday day. Happy birthday, Brother Lee. My man. Everybody got a man. That's my man. Enjoy yourself, brother. I know. Oh, I'm waiting on the call, too. I talked to him earlier. So happy birthday, brother. Enjoy your day, man. I'm trying to figure it out. All these friendships. But that's not it, though. They said something else. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to get you some help. Come on with it, Gerald. Hello? Mouse, you still there?
Oh,
yeah, I'm still here.
My fault, Shannon. I always have my phone on me when I call the show. It's out of etiquette.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, man.
Tell Lee happy birthday. He can bake himself his own cake.
Brother Lee.
Hey, yeah, he made his own cake.
Man. Oh, man. He probably ain't doing no cooking today. He cooks all the time. I know this is day, so I know he probably – ain't no telling what he's doing. Ain't no telling, man. But I just thought about it, man.
Okay.
Today is his birthday. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, well, I want to make a point and then get in and get out real quick.
No, don't get in and get out. I'm trying to get out of here. I want y'all to y'all should be able to survive without me. Y'all should it's way too many intellectual minds on this mic not to be able to have a dialogue about what we're doing. It's impossible. It's really impossible. And the reason I say that is because every time as long as I've been doing this show, every Friday, today is Thursday, right? Every Friday, I get several, not one, not two, calls about this and that, and they give me, you know, all kinds of great feedback, and I'm like, well, damn,
where was
man, you listening, but you know. And I know sometimes they don't want to be controversial. They don't want to go back and forth, you know. It's that overflow. I call it overflow. You know, it's like, man, it's always great, not good, great. I always get real, real great overflow. You know, just that. Those experiences and so forth and so on, you know, afterwards, whatever we talking about, and they always bring up great points. So you would hope that they would come on sometime and just even if you just say it and don't say nothing else, just get on out the way. But it'd be good. Go ahead, Gerald. What was you going to say?
It's Sam S. Brown. I've got it. It's stemming from last week's race. The race was clean, if that makes any sense. The two cars left the line. There wasn't no two cars. They weren't wrecking. They went straight down Broadway, and there wasn't no controversy. And
right.
What I'm stemming off is I'm noticing for the last 3 years, even on the street with the college kids, we got all the technology in the world right now, but we can't get a clean race and a definitive winner without any controversy and somebody not getting paid now. It's trying to get, you know, rhetorical now. So it didn't, even with a DP man, it's still getting hard for somebody to get paid with a win or a win like that.
Now, what do you mean? Because what do you mean hard to get paid?
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay. Okay,
see,
two races out on the street.
You
know, I seen two races on the street recently. One car moved, the other car moved and didn't stop. And the other car, I guess they went down and I guess they didn't get paid for whatever reason, but the other car actually stopped. And this is on
right.
the street, you know, like they say, you know, racing is chasing the race. And then another car was wrecking, but it went behind.
It used to be.
I guess it used to be. It went behind the car. Didn't keep that car from getting down a track, and that person didn't get paid. Went around the car and won, but that car didn't get paid. You know, like
no,
that,
if you're
like
talking
the
about
car,
what you call it, they got paid. They did get paid. He
they
did
get paid. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yeah, he got
okay.
paid. Yeah.
Finally,
yeah,
it
was
but
a
it wasn't
controversy.
That
so. Right. It
right.
was a controversy, but yeah. I don't know why racing is so difficult. It's way more complicated now. I don't know. It just seems to go in this. It's way more complicated.
You have to understand the skip.
You touch the center line.
Yeah,
now you got to try to go motions and tracks and all that stuff. It's getting hard. You know? At the track,
yeah.
When you touch the center line, that car wouldn't touch the center line. Wait a minute now. So
it's
getting hard. With the technology, I'm saying we should be better than we are worse. Or back in the day, we didn't have all this, and we got through clean and smooth with most of the races we did. But now it's like it's a hard time get a win. Or somebody get a
now,
chance.
Why is that? What do you believe that? Why do you believe that?
Less. To me, if back then it was less stiff, and it was more people that understood how we were racing. It wasn't like like too tight.
No. Hold on, Mal. I don't mean
old
to school, I want to
catch
you with what you're saying. You said it was more people that understood what was how we was racing, what was going on. So
right.
how so? Because it's a whole bunch of you know, like the college boys that be, you know, in Mexico, and even at the racetrack, you know, you got pure veterans, you got people that then put in all kinds of work. They always out there, and
yeah.
It's still right now, from what you're saying, it's still difficult. How could that be? How is that? How do y'all believe that?
It was less outside influences back then.
How so? It's always been
We raced how we raced in Chicago.
Oh.
You know, we didn't know nothing about clearing and all that stuff.
Right.
We didn't use that.
Don't, the extra added on. Okay, I'll go for
that.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't back then, it wasn't old school, new school. Everybody was the same school, and everybody went by the same thing.
Somebody just texted me and said old school races wasn't on bullshit, and they wasn't accepting no bullshit for the most part.
Well, it was just less things that was – it was more things introduced later that just made it complicated, where you had to really listen and understand what's going on.
So that's one thing. Do you believe, you know, they always say times don't change. I mean, times change and people don't. Do y'all believe that people change now?
Oh, the people have changed.
How?
But the time has changed also.
Yeah, I think they changed too, because that losing money don't like to get surrendered. But back in the day, you know, person lost, they paid the money up. Like now, it's like, the loser don't want to pay that money for some reason. I don't know if they can't afford it or what. I don't know why they don't want to just pay.
I believe because the bets just went up. Well, I mean, they had big bets back in the day, but it was like maybe certain people. Now you got groups of people getting together, putting big bets together, you know, just like, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, but that, I mean.
They don't want to let go of that cash that easy. If you could find a little way out, they're going to find it.
I think that's always been around, but you think it's more prevalent now?
I would say so. But I don't say it's so much. It's a combination of they don't want to let go of that money, and the way the skips are set up, some people don't even understand what's going on.
How can you sip and don't know what sip, and on, how can you I don't understand what you y'all both said that.
Okay.
How do you
it's
not
a difference
know what's
between,
going on? How is that, how
it's
can
a
you
difference
do that?
Between making the sip and then being okay with it. Because usually, the person who makes the sip understands what's going on, but not 100%, not 100% of the time. And then the person that agrees to it, they might not understand what they're agreeing to.
How can you indulge in something and don't understand what you're indulging in? If that makes sense, from what you're saying.
Okay, I'm going to make a very, very good point, the track rules thing.
Yeah, but we ain't got to go that far.
A lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, okay. Now that's a broad statement. But hey, Gerald,
yes.
You still there? Okay,
yes,
I just want to make a point. That race that you was talking about a couple of 2-3 weeks ago, when the two people left on the street, and we talking about street racing. This is street racing, which most people, if you race on the street, it's no rules, but it's what do I want to say? It's like a double-edged sword. You know certain things how it's supposed to go. I would assume, right? So two cars, they leave. And yeah, the one car goes behind this car. He's following behind the car the whole time, and then he come all the way back around the car and go around it. Who win the race, Gerald?
The car went around him, behind him, went around him?
Now, why? Tell me why.
Because on the street, if you didn't stipulate, but you never did, what lane you ended up in, and you didn't see that other car motion down the track, you win. I'll say car, Kenny, we say car on South Chicago. Tommy Knight was on the other side of the street when Richard was getting 11 cars with that motorcycle. I mean, Knight won, but he's on the other side of South Chicago. Which is fine. I'm out of bounds, but it ain't gonna think it was all out of bounds.
Okay, wait, ho. I'm getting a text on my phone. I'm glad y'all doing it. Oh, Michi, it was bullshit back in the day, and it's the same as today. Oh, my goodness. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Let me open these mics. Oh, I got some mics. Preacher boy.
All right.
I'm going to open up all y'all so I can get out.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about that race while you opening up mics. No one's the person.
Okay.
See, a lot of people don't know about grudge racing or racing, period. If the man wrecking behind you, he's not interfering with you. He can come around you that way. See, people here, he crossed the lane, you automatically lose. It's not like that. We got all these new jacks that don't understand the rules. They just had a argument to the point that they want to fight last week about you got everything in drag racing. When you tell a person they got everything in drag racing, he got the back tie, he got the clear, he get the back tie, the brake, and the clear, and the lane. That is everything.
I don't know about the lane. The lane ain't included in that.
What you mean the lane? He gets to pick the lane. I ain't never heard of that.
I'm
opening up everybody that I got in.
What is everything, man? Everything in drag racing.
No
stereo.
That's why they are so long.
Hey, man.
Please be proud, preacher boy. You changing the whole narrative. You changing the whole narrative.
From what I know. Y'all going through some other shit, man. Hold on, Terrio.
Because they were talking about the new school and the old school, man. And something about some races that went on the street. Why y'all changing to some down south shit, man? Please don't do that, preacher boy. Please.
No.
You're changing the narrative, man. They're talking about the street. They're not talking about no everything in drag racing. They're talking about knowledge of drag racing. But we trying to straighten out that first, though, preacher boy. Let them straighten out the new school and the old school shit. Please let them straighten that out, man. Because the little boys might be on the phone listening, man. They on the phone probably listening. And y'all, you changed it to something else. Now, like I said, I didn't hear everything, so I don't know what the question was. But I heard Gerald saying something. And I heard Mighty Mouse saying something. And Gerald, you're not wrong with what you're saying, but you wasn't there when they were doing what they were doing. Y'all don't ridicule them little new school boys
for two mistakes that they made. We weren't talking about the young or the old for that time.
Right.
We just talked. He made a comment of it being so difficult right now. Why, you know, people not getting paid and people not understanding.
I know what you're talking about, Sam. I'm very smart,
no.
Sam. I know what you're talking about. You won't allow me to address what he said. Let me address what Gerald said, though, Sam. And let me address what he said, and I guarantee you it'll clear up what you're talking about, sir.
Okay.
I know what y'all was talking about. I just don't know the question.
I heard what Gerald said.
I can decipher what I want to say, or I can decipher what probably was being said. I don't know. I'm just telling you what Gerald said. Gerald said something about somebody getting paid and the little young boys or whatever, the new school, they don't want to pay, and somebody wrecking in the back and all. I was there for those races, Sham. So please, let me say what I'm saying. That's why I thank you. God damn. Now, back to what I was saying. I was there for the majority of the races with the new school that y'all call new schools. That's fine. Give them a little credit, though. They not always not paying. It was two isolated incidents, and let's just say they ran 10 times. They ran more than that, but let's just say they ran 10 times. So 8 out of 10 ain't bad. 8 times they paid, 2 times they was arguing. Don't ridicule them for that. Y'all acting like
they don't
want to pay all the time. No.
Let's go back. All right, Tim.
Did I interrupt you?
You're not understanding what the start of
Sam, when you get some structure. No, I do understand. I want to say what I want to say, whether I understand or not. I'm just saying if you are. Do you know what if means? If you are ridiculing them for that, I just said there was only two isolated incidents that I know about, and I'll be out there damn near every time the young boys race. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm not ridiculing them.
I ain't taking up on them. Right, you wasn't there. I know you wasn't there because I was there.
I say with the technology. It had nothing to do with them. But the technology, track mostly, people not getting paid. I said, why not with all the technology we have versus we didn't have technology? We know a lot of races is not getting paid because something happened. And now they try to go through films and see all of this.
Let me tell you why, Joe. They're not getting paid. Because they're talking about the rule. They thought the rule was something else. They thought the rule was anytime you, this is what they told me. They said anytime you cross the line, we was taught that you lose. I had to straighten them out, Gerald. That's why I'm trying to explain it to y'all. If y'all would listen. They called me and said that Jerome was wrecking in the back, and he went around him. I said, that's only at the track if he crossed the lane anywhere. But if he wrecking behind you, he did not alter no race. Y'all on the street, he was wrecking behind. You shouldn't have stopped. The new school talk about he was looking in his rearview mirror, and he saw the man cross the line, so he got out the gas. That's why Jerome went around him. That's what he said. I only straightened out what they said to the best of my ability. That's all I did. That don't make what I say the golden rule, but you said the same thing, Gerald. You reckon behind. Preacher Boy said the same thing. You reckon behind don't mean nothing. If you cross in front of somebody, you really throw 70, the person throwing 70-11. They can win the race, but they can't lose the person that you crossed in front of. That don't mean you automatically lose if you cross in front. The only thing make you lose if you cross the line is at the track. You running track rules. On the street, it never was like that. Unless you want to change it. You can change it and say, me and you can go race right now, Gerald. You can say, hey, anybody cross, they lose. If we agree to it, that's fine. But if you don't say anything and me and you just racing head up, that's what we was taught. I think you was taught the same thing, Gerald, Preacher Boy, everybody. If you cross in front of somebody, they got a chance to win. The person that you crossed in front of, you ain't got no chance to win. You need to stay out in front for the race to go over. I never heard of you automatically lose.
Hey, Skin, hold on. Terrio, I got Terrio, Preacher Boy, Skin, Gerald, Mouse, that I heard their voice. I know Vaughn is on here. I open this mic up. All the these old guys has been racing for a long time. Do y'all believe that it's easier or harder to get a race today opposed to back in the day? What, and if it is harder, why is it harder now? Do anybody want to answer that?
It's on my thing, Sam, it's both. It's easier to get a race today if you got the type of cars that two people are racing. With the race cars, it may be a little bit harder. But if you got these boys, as y'all call them, the college boys, or the street cars, if two cars ain't these race cars, it's real easy to get a race, man. With these race cars, it's hard to get a race. That's just my opinion. So depending on the caliber car you got, make it easier or harder to race. If you got one of these street cars, these new school cars,
I think it was easier back in the day.
It was easier because we all had the same caliber cars, basically.
Well,
we all raced the same way.
We all raced a quarter mile, and then we gave more spots.
Right. We either had a spot, the brake,
and then it was,
and all that,
it wasn't separated. Like you said, everybody had the same caliber of cars back then, but everybody was a certain type of car back then. Like now it's separated to where they got the new cars and they got the race cars. So it's way harder to find the race with the race cars than it is to find the new cars.
With the spot thing that you said.
No.
Motherfuckers didn't have them exotic ass
small cars.
They didn't have them.
They didn't have them exotic small cars.
It was just stopped at a bit block. Gave a small block a spot automatically back in the day.
It wasn't always like that. Listen, back in the day, they didn't give a fuck about what tire size you had, what size motor you had. If they thought they could win, they race you or ask you for a spot. Now everything is a tech when we go race. Everything, you got a bigger tire. You got glass fenders. You got a glass bumper. You got
Because of the car that you have. That's all what I'm saying. The small blocks back in the day, they didn't give a fuck because if you didn't have an exotic one, then didn't nobody really have exotic small blocks but the big boys. The big boys is the one that had the money boys. Guys like me or you, man, we didn't give a fuck if a motherfucker had a big block. You say, hey, man, what you going to give me? It was automatically understood. What you going to give me? And nowadays, these small blocks is whooping these damn bit blocks down there, man. So it was easier back then with the spots. I can understand what you're saying. It was easier because people didn't respect a small block or a Buick or something like that. Nowadays, they say, hey, man, you got this here. And with the technology you got out here, these motherfuckers, you never know. A motherfucker run tit for tat to me. That's just my opinion, but I'll let y'all take it.
That was a good one, Terrio.
White Castle, your mic is open.
I think technology is why it ain't much racing like it was. Because a motherfucker could look like nothing now and be running. Back then, if you look like nothing, you was nothing. You had a goddamn ATI distributor in the car. You weren't doing shit. You didn't have the right converter, the right gear, or nothing. You just slapped the gears and shit in the car.
You
and converters are talking about I'm running. That's why you got your ass pulled out.
I give you what you're saying.
That's
what I think you're saying the same thing. We saying the same thing, but
the technology done showed you what you need to have in your car.
I believe you
got the wrong converter in here. You better change this. This ain't right. That's what the fuck happened. So motherfuckers scared to race now, Sam. They scared. You know
why
what
they
it
scared,
is.
Skin?
You know
why
what
they
it
scared?
Is. Because you got an ATI in your car, and you won't run, what's the name of that car? Yeah, car. You won't run, Jeremiah. You won't run none of these guys because you got an ATI in your car. You know what that is. You can't pull it out. Got that big-ass 456G in that motherfucker.
Okay, hold on. Well, if that's the case, then why won't they race each other? Why won't they race each other?
That ain't got nothing
ain't,
to do
I'm
with you. Now you worried about the wrong
particular.
Shit.
Not those two particular people, but I'm saying those.
I hear what you're saying. You keep worrying about similar. Your car similar to theirs. I'm talking about
I'm
you
I'm
right
not talking
now.
About nobody.
You just don't
want to
be on the hot seat.
You just said, why wouldn't they race each other? I just told you why. But I just told you why, though, Sham. You act like you were out of hearing or your comprehension level and went down or something.
Yeah,
I just
slow.
Told you why.
They call me slow.
They might
I'm
got
slow.
The same thing you got. They might got the same thing you got with your slow ass. They might got the same thing you got. Or it ain't no different. Then the Pontiac boys tell me they got a Pontiac and they running over hours. The same shit. That's why it ain't no goddamn race. Because there's nobody involved. They still running over hours. Instead of putting some nitrous on that motherfucker. And going to tear motherfucker ass up. That's why. The fuck is you talking about? That's why.
Okay.
Now, if they got a regular car, if they got a regular car like mine, they ain't going to run. They got G8s and shit. They don't want none of me. I'll tear their ass up. That's why ain't nobody running. They scared the motherfuckers with the little car, the motherfuckers with the big car. They need a spot because they on motor. Or they got an ATI distributor in it like you, Sham. They ain't running. You don't want to upgrade your motherfucking fuel system and your goddamn, your ignition system.
Yeah.
That's why. Motherfucker, I ain't just singling you out. I'm just using you for an example.
No, I know. I know.
Now, I'm going to say this. For the last 3-4 weeks or whatever before that and all that, why Vaughn ain't having no problem getting no race? You see what I'm saying? Why he ain't no problem? That man ain't having no problem with getting no goddamn race.
Now, hold on, Skin. Don't say nothing. Can somebody answer that question? I'm curious to know. Gerald, all
I don't,
people,
I don't have no
boy,
problem. I don't have no problem getting no race. I ain't had one yet. I ain't never had no problem getting no race. I'll be in battle
no,
again
that's
next
not
week.
The question, Gerald.
Why
didn't Vaughn have no problem? Why in the last 2-3-4 weeks in a row, he ain't had no problem getting
since
no race. Hold on, Skin. What'd you say, Gerald?
Because Vaughn is making it work any way to make it work. Vaughn is calling and saying, hey, we're going to try to give you a little spot if we have to. Vaughn is making it work. I don't care if you maybe have a big block. He has showed you everything he possibly can run because he don't have no limits to what his game is going to be. He just trying everybody. You can't find everybody to do that. That's rare for a person to do that. If it weren't for him,
that's what Sham is saying.
I'm gonna tell y'all another reason why he get a lot of action. Half of the people that's racing him think they robbing him, so they jumping down on him.
How? But that's crazy that you would say that. That's part of the game. That's how
I understand that. But you
can't
like
get out there. Motherfucker think they robbing you. Instead of you
you asked a question, and y'all try to go somewhere else with it. I'm trying to just answer the fucking question he answered.
No, we ain't going
nowhere
else with it. We know
so much
answered it.
I ain't got shit to do with it. My car don't have shit to do with the equation.
No. We didn't say you
answered
it wrong.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Preacher boy.
Damn, listen to
me. We didn't hear what you said, preacher boy.
But you talking. Let me talk now.
We just said that 19 times. We just said it 19 times, man. You right, man. What are you talking about? You still saying the same shit.
I wasn't finished talking, though, man. But you go ahead now. You got the flow. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Good God almighty. Like I say, that's the object of racing, motherfucker. You supposed to make a motherfucker think they robbing you. And all I'm saying is we getting away from that. You got a car that's like a goddamn rail, and you want to run a regular car. That's the dumbest shit in the back. That's all I'm saying. The fuck you going to make your car look like it's a goddamn rail, a Testarossa? And then you want to run a motherfucker with a regular car. Of course you don't get no goddamn action like that. You don't get no action like that. So like I said, he must got the right car. Y'all need to take notes.
That's kind of interesting that you said that. Hold on what before I make my point. Peanut, come on with it.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What up? Y'all went a whole different direction. I was going to ask a question. I heard.
Come on.
I mean, when you think about it, though, technology has both hindered and helped girls racing. You know, You got people who record videos and shit all day. Motherfuckers from out of town will see your car run before they even seen you. But then that also helps you get action, too, because now you're meeting people from out of town who think they can get you, and you can, you know, go ahead and get you a race anywhere, how. So I feel like it's kind of both. It has helped and it has hurt nowadays, the race instead of racing back in the day.
Wait, let me be like clear on what you're saying. You said people be videotaping,
like that,
and that helps
like
the situation. Is that what you said, Peanut?
No, he said it can hurt it and help it. It can help it and hurt it.
Let me put it like this. If Skin had that super back in the 90s, ain't no video. So all motherfuckers say is, oh, man, that motherfucker fast. You ain't never seen him run.
Yep.
Like, even in the early 2000s, when YouTube started coming out with Indicut videos, BET, all them. That's when it started taking a turn for the race, because they was recording their thing. So when Leroy went down there and whooped Tony Bounds, man, they was on that then because they seen Leroy Carr run. Everybody up there seen Leroy run, but they didn't know how he ran against people down south. So that kind of killed action for me.
Let me ask you a question, because
you know,
you've been around. Why do people? If the game is supposed to be, and that was what it was a point I was gonna make with Skin said, but if it's supposed to be a deception, let's just say, racing always been a hustle. It's just, you know, you're trying to hustle somebody, right? Why, even with all this Facebook and what's the name of the other one? Not YouTube, but the other one.
Instagram
and all that. Why do people go on there and tell all their business on Facebook and then go on there and say, yeah, we going over here to Mexico and we racing for $25,000? Why would people do that? Why do they do that?
So
Let me hear what you're gonna say.
This is a social media era. Y'all in the era where everything got to be documented or it didn't happen. Yeah, motherfucker, pockets gonna feel it, but everybody wanna try.
If you're trying to grudge race, Peanut, and you go on there talking about, you posting your car going down the track. Why would you do that? What's your point in showing everybody what you're doing going down the track?
Sam, you know, just like I know, if you post a video of your car, you're not showing your fast. It's showing your hand.
Why would you show a pass at all? See what your answer is? That's my point.
Hey, Peanut, it ain't got nothing to do with if they showing their fast or pass. They want to be relevant, man. They want to be popular. They think that makes them popular, or they really ain't trying to race. They trying to scare a motherfucker into not racing.
Yeah.
So they,
or
really
they just
not
want
trying to race, man.
Yeah, or they just want to be relevant. What's called got a
problem? There's no way. Hey, Sam, that was an oxymoron. It's nowhere in the world you a hustler, you trying to hustle somebody, and you showing that. So that shows you just turning around, Sam. They're not a hustler. They're not trying to race. That's all that is. They don't want it. So they're going to show you everything they got because they probably building cars, Sam. They probably want your business. They want you to fuck with them to fix their car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, fix your car. They might have a business, Sam.
But after you went to a big event and you'd have made a pass in front of the whole goddamn city, what's the point of not posting it? I mean, it don't even matter no more. They just saw it any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think Sham's saying it as there's some people that didn't see it. Now they see it. Now they like, oh, I ain't fucking with him.
Right. That's my point.
So if
you're trying to trick somebody, why you going to try to show the whole world what you're doing? Well, what you got, what you're doing,
I guarantee you that if that person didn't see it, when you posted it, they're going to find it when somebody else going to post it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying, but why would anybody, I mean, what's the purpose of you posting what you're doing? That's my point. Anybody, why are you posting anything that you're doing with your car? Or
you might, then you might be reposting something that somebody already posted. Because when you get in them cars and you about to race, it's 4 or 5 people out with their cameras. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, no, that's different. Fun. Right. That's different.
Motherfuckers don't even post themselves. Sam, you be getting on, you wrong, Vaughn.
You got 4 or 5 people on each side of the car. So you got about 10 people right there in your lane.
Yeah.
You're gonna get better knowledge of how your wrong was from somebody else's camera than your own.
Yep.
There's gonna be somebody watching how your car leaves.
Hey, Sam, I ain't never videoed my car or nobody's car. Everybody videoing mine.
Yeah, no, it's different when, like, if you out there and they videotaping a race. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you are I know y'all have seen people, they post stuff on there.
Motherfuckers be at the track testing. They be videoing their own car and put it on there. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know,
if you came out with a car and ain't nobody seen it yet, and y'all just snuck off to a test session, and you filming your car, and then you post it. That's got to be the dumbest
shit
in the world.
That's what I'm talking about, Vaughn.
There you go.
Right.
That's what he's talking about.
Somebody else going to do it,
though. That's what he's talking about right there.
Well, if it's like that, if that's what we talking about, that motherfucker is either, like you said, he really don't want no action.
He ain't trying to race.
You know what I'm saying?
He don't want to race.
He ain't. Yeah, because all the shit is an element of surprise.
Trying to get some
hey, Vaughn, it works like this, Vaughn. If you go outside and around somebody else's car, they just come out and somebody see you there, they're going to video the fuck out of that car because they're going to think it belongs to you.
Yeah, but we done already had that issue for years, but motherfuckers be like, just say, if it's me, I believe you had a situation, Preacher Boy, somebody else had a situation. If it's just me and you at the track, nigga get offended if you the only one filming and you know you the only one out there. They'll be like, man, nah, bro, don't film the car. It didn't happen a million times.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because if a motherfucker ain't there, you ain't got to put their eyes on my car if a motherfucker ain't there. But that's just like, even when you just said, I'm getting racist because thinking they people thinking I'm sweet or whatever you just said. Every time you race somebody for five thousand, you thought that other motherfucker was sweet. You know what I'm saying? Every time you went to that line, you thought you was tricking a motherfucker. Whether you won or lost,
when you left your address, you thought you were gonna be the winner.
That's right.
Everybody that drag race, when they go bet their money and they go to race, they think they're gonna win. They think they got the upper hand from the day one. That would make a race.
Yeah.
That's right, but Preacher Boy, that ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about when you said the only reason why Vaughn's getting some race is because they think they robbing. That's totally different.
Listen to me. My whole thing is the last two cars that raced Vaughn, both of them cars ain't had no business even talking to Vaughn. But it worked out in his favor with one and what? That terrible car, he ain't had no business fucking with it, but it was a gamble.
Wait a minute, what car? Say it again. What car you said?
He said it backwards. He meant to say, I ain't had no business fucking with the last two cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get him, Vaughn.
Listen, hope y'all knew what I was saying, though, right? The whole thing was Vaughn them was a little bit smarter and had them do some dumb shit to get the race off. But the last one,
listen to this. All them races were basically the same. If Vaughn don't do what he do, he won't get them races. They just happen to get fucked up. And then he lost the last one. But that's what Preacher Boy, if you think about
that's
it, go back
is.
And hit
that's what racing is.
It's a bunch of people that did that. They used to say, I was a goddamn fool. Skin, why are you racing him? That's why I ain't in your class. Fuck him. You got to try something to get a race.
Right. So
it, that's why
like,
it ain't no
always,
racing because a lot of these motherfuckers ain't
like
trying.
You're going to always look like a fool to a motherfucker making 100 excuses not to race instead of making excuses to race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to always look like a fool to
whoop, if Bond would have whooped the Mustang, well, nothing would have been said. When he get his ass whooped, he had no business fucking with that car. He's trying to make
you
a
got
race,
there
man.
Right.
He been on
you
the winning
right.
Street. Fuck
it. It been a couple motherfuckers.
Even when we
was talking about racing the car, right, it had been a couple motherfuckers that called like, man, don't fuck with that car. I'm like, stay out my business.
Yeah.
If I listen to you, I'll never race. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hey, now guess what, Ron? I didn't, now maybe you said it, but I'm just telling you I didn't hear. I didn't hear you one time say, hell no, that's a terrible car. I ain't hear you say that. I didn't hear you say that shit not one time. But you got motherfuckers, that's why it ain't no racing. Motherfucker me, hell no, that's a terrible car. That's this and that. It's a big block. It's this and that. Man, just say you don't want no trouble. You either gonna race that motherfucker or you ain't, or try to make a race. Ask for a little spot or whatever, see if he's DNT. He don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. And you could have had a race this week. Vaughn just chose not to have a race this week. He could have had one this week. But he got whooped. He got to reevaluate shit. I ain't mad at him. Slow down a little bit. Because guess what? If Vaughn would have whooped that motherfucking Mustang, him and Scrap would have been racing today. He'd have gave Scrap the break. Fuck it. He gave other motherfuckers the break. And all kind of shit, what they asking for. He got away. Man, y'all know how this shit go. Why don't y'all stop it, man? Y'all need to stop it. Y'all know how this shit go.
Yeah, our next race, he copped out. He stopped answering the phone when it was lockup time. But he did.
I'm just saying, I guarantee you would have been racing today either Terrio or Scrap. Guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd have whooped that goddamn white Mustang, man, please, you'd have been a shit. It's their money. We ain't doing nothing but gambling. Fuck them.
Yeah, yeah.
You was going to try a motherfucker until you get your ass whooped. These are going to slow down just a little bit. You still going to race? All they do is got to say something. Instead of you giving a motherfucker the break, they say get out of here, and you gone. Like now. You'd have been gone today. You'd have been gone.
Eddie, your mic is open.
That's a motherfucker
it's
that's trying to race.
And it's mighty.
I want to say this too.
It's mighty odd. This the first Thursday we took off and ain't nobody raced. That's mighty odd.
That ain't odd.
Mm.
Because you was the main event. That's all it is. You was the showpiece. Once you took off, ain't nobody else wanted to play. One thing I can say, your group is goddamn it putting on the show.
Are they putting on a hellified show?
A hellified show. You are the main attraction. You ain't the entertainment. You the main attraction. I asked everybody who was racing tonight. I had one motherfucker say these nuts. I said, you sick ass bitch. So I'm at the motherfucking track every Thursday and Friday in the day. I didn't go.
Because Vonnie Pooh wasn't going.
I called Ken. I said, Ken, what you doing today? He said, I'm in the mall. I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to go to the house of business. And I got to be there anyway Saturday and Friday.
Right. Okay, yeah, and I said, Vonnie Pooh ain't said nothing shit. He racing, I don't know nothing about it. Now he's going.
Hey, Pritchard boy, who they say was going?
Yeah. He's nuts. I told him, well, shit, that's why his old lady got
yeah,
damn
yeah,
breaking left.
Yeah, Sam,
all he had was those
Sam,
nuts.
If it was like it used to be, Sam, it'd be a lot more racing. Y'all might not agree, and I think y'all should, but if y'all don't, it's fine.
Well,
it's just like
well,
this, Sam.
What,
you remember back in the day,
Sam?
Sam,
what you mean if it was like it used to be? How was that?
I'm finna tell you. We was on South Chicago. You had a goddamn Cutlass. I was in a goddamn four-cylinder. I said, motherfucker, give me five and hit. I'm going to try your ass. You give me five and a hit. We race. You see what I'm saying? All that, man, these motherfuckers scared to ask for a spot. Motherfuckers scared to give up a spot. It's just all kind of shit. If them cars is nowhere near in the same category, you should be giving them a spot. You might not give them as much as you want, but you should be giving up a motherfucking spot. Look at your cousins compared to I had a four-cylinder, goddamn, what the fuck, an Eagle Tyler. Come on, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Big you didn't give a fuck what I had done to it. I said, give me five and a break. You thought about it, and you gave it to me. You looked at it like I got a motherfucking V8. I'm cackling. This motherfucker got a regular car, a little all-wheel drive four-cylinder. Man, fuck him. He got it. And we raced. That's all I'm saying. It ain't none of that going on, Sam. You got a motherfucker look like a rail.
Why?
And you got another car look stock, and they won't
give him
nothing.
Why? Why not? Why is it not going on?
Of I just told you why. Technology. These motherfuckers think that the goddamn folks in the fire run just as fast as the goddamn big box. The 565. They got a 565 in their car with two carburetors hanging out there, bitch, with the goddamn horns hanging out the goddamn fenders. And they think the folks in the can keep up with it. Man, I ain't giving you shit. Run me head up.
All
but
the
Sam, that's what I'm trying to tell you. All these motherfuckers with these big boxes and all this shit, shut up and then you'll find out, motherfucker. Just slow down.
Oh,
slow down a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Look,
go ahead,
Sam, my thing is, and you can't tell nobody what to do because now you're going to hit all kind of other controversy going to come. But my thing is, if you scared a motherfucker just came off the showroom floor under warranty and you don't want to give him no spot, you need to go get your ass to the car lot and get you one of them and sell that bullshit you got in the garage. Because it ain't doing nothing to take it out of space. If you think it's that fast. If you think a motherfucker, since y'all keep going on the internet and thinking, ooh, shit, look at this car. They're going to see a car right there. They're going to peanut car. Ooh-wee. Why don't you buy you one, motherfucker? If you too fat, lose some weight and get in there. Don't buy you one. Y'all got a race car for us. When this shit gonna be worth more than that. It's just sitting around. It's brand new. Get your new car. Be under warranty and shit. You know?
Vic, your
y'all know all the shit to do to it. Why don't you go do it?
Shut up, though. That's because all these motherfuckers are scared. These motherfuckers are scared. They better be glad. Wait till these motherfuckers doctors with me. You got their doctors with me.
I'm so glad you got on the phone. Hey, Vic, I'm so glad you got on the phone. Now, Sam, use Vic for example. Remember he was racing every motherfucking week with Toe Tagger? Do you remember that?
Yep. Yeah.
He wasn't scared to race.
I do.
He was getting up there playing motherfuckers. They talking about Vic ain't going to win. Vic ain't going to win this week. Vic ain't going to. He was steady tearing your ass up. Tore your ass up with your car. Tore goddamn Sherman ass up with that big ass thing he got. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. He wasn't supposed to win that. He tore y'all ass up, though. Hello? He wasn't scared to race. But see,
you're addressing the real issue.
You don't address the real issue, Sam. These motherfuckers.
What's the real issue?
Try something.
The real issue is motherfuckers.
Scared to try something, man. You see, Vic wasn't scared to try nothing. We were running in with the motherfuckers started chasing Vic. They were chasing the fuck out of Vic like they chasing Vaughn. Man, they chase a Vaughn with a pit bull. His dumb ass just putting his arm out there. Yeah. He ain't scared to get locked on. He's scared to get locked on. The goddamn thing locked on his ass. Locked on his ass and put some bite marks in his arm. He said, fuck it. He went on, got stitched up. He ready to go again. Oh, you just got to get your ass on up.
Don't
enough.
It's
cheap.
You
got a race car. Now, listen to this, Sam.
Hold on, Skip. What'd you say, Gerald?
It's cheaper for a person to sit around with a race car and talk to say they got a car. It's all about a show now. It's a reality show this year. We got a man.
Let me write that down, Gerald. I like that.
No, you need to shut the fuck up.
Hold on, Gerald.
A lot of talking.
Hold on, Gerald, say that again. I like that. I'm writing it down.
Shut
the fuck up, Leon. Shut the fuck up, man. You jealous. Shut up. Come on. Come on, Gerald. Gerald, say that again. I just got race cars just to have. Hey, Gerald. Ooh, Gerald, I'm glad you said it. Hey, Gerald, I'm glad you said it because they're going to tear my ass up. I'm glad you said it.
Well, if you look at it, this has been the worst of year of drag racing. Ain't nobody racing. But one person.
No.
He raised the people. The people, he had to get up there with somebody.
Right.
Exactly.
He's running a few people. That's
yeah,
going.
So they got to be racing.
But
yeah,
the
guy,
hey, somebody
he
can't raise said, all these people joining up together, what's that about? How is it gonna ever be racing and everybody wants to join up together?
Everybody on the race.
Oh,
time,
shit.
I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
How's it going to be any racing if everybody, no, I'm cool with him. I ain't racing him. How y'all going to do that?
Hey, Sam. Sam, I'll give you one more example, and I'm going to go on me. That's just like I locked in the little college boys. They blowed RBL ass out. RBL way faster than my car. They made me so mad, I locked in with my car and tore their ass up. That's all I'm saying. They knew they were robbing with my car and got fucked up.
This is true.
But if I don't come and go back, I don't get that race. That's one less race.
I'm still mad. Hey, I'm still mad. Don't even say nothing about
people
that. I'm still angry about that.
People are scared.
I'm still
mad. They scared.
Oh, man. I'm mad today. Hey, hold on, Skin. Everybody got quiet when I said that everybody cool with each other. Where is that going to end? I know y'all don't want to talk about that, but I'm just saying, how if everybody joining up together, how is it going to be any racing? I'm just curious to know.
Hey, Sam, which one that got cool
yeah.
if somebody didn't want to race them? Which ones that got cool if somebody didn't want to race them?
Huh?
Which ones that got cool if somebody didn't want to race them?
Which ones
that got cool with somebody that ain't racing?
No, I don't know. It's several. You're trying to make me call my name. It ain't no particular person. It's just like, man, everybody just... it's all these big dumbass groups now. Everybody a group. I just don't understand.
Put a name on it.
Well, I think everybody.
No, I ain't
got to
put no name on
it. I tell you, everybody grouped up. Everybody been grouped up because they mother just don't want to race certain people. They say, fuck it. I don't want to race them. I'm going to be his partner. I'm going to be on his team. You know what it is, Cam.
Oh, man. Wait a minute. Hold it. Come on. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Yeah, your mic is open. Uh-oh, they popping in now. Chuck, your mic is open. Hold on. Let me open up all the mics. I'm going to get out the way.
Hey, Sam, I got something to say about that, though.
Okay, come on.
Some of these people, you know, some people, they get cool and they get close when they go out of town or when ain't nobody there to help them. You know, that take away from the whole
hold it. Stop right there. You know how many times I'd have been out of town with somebody? I'll help anybody when we out of town. But that don't mean now we ain't going to race each other. How much help you going to give to where you don't race them, Peanut? Because you burn them out.
Damn, you might have to put a name on that, Sam, because that's a hard
you out of town with somebody and you help them.
Hey,
what kind
know
of
what?
Help you going to get somebody?
You got to know.
Hey,
you gotta know your personnel.
Did y'all show each other y'all pass slip?
Who?
Hey, Sam.
Whoever.
Sam, you just gotta know. You gotta know the people that you fucking with. Cause it's just like this. I help Vaughn and Yak and them, but I tear their ass up too. Let me
just
tell
you,
I'm
going to tear
their ass.
Charlie, that's what I'm talking about. Charlie,
fuck them. We gonna race them. You could be my friend.
Me and Vaughn. Me and I help Yak them. But then turn around. Goddammit, we was locked in. Goddammit. I'm locked in.
Right. I help anybody and I'll be trying to race everybody. I'm just, my car just not running.
Pop, your mic is open. Yak, Chuck, all y'all open. Let me go out here. Who's that? Somebody.
The problem is. Everybody needs to stop being scared and just come on out and race, man. Get that shit over with and stop trying to outbet each other and all this and that. Race.
Race. Yeah, you know
what's
that.
Exactly.
Flop. Flop, come on, Flop. Let me see. Who else was that? Shit.
I'm just listening at you stir shit up.
Big Chan.
I ain't none of you motherfuckers' friends.
I just need a motherfucker to step up to the plate.
Hey, Chuck, let me get my action on.
Hey, you got to turn back.
We've been racing, and now you talking about the car don't start up on nitrous, man. There you go with that doer shit, man. You front. Just say you don't want no smoke. Just say you think I'll beat that ass. That's all you got to say.
I know you will beat that ass.
I beat on your ass. Okay.
I know you will beat that ass.
Well, leave it alone, then. I'm not
scared of you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not scared of you.
We not okay. Well, we beyond that. We can't come up with no ring. Goddamn! Once you get a street card in, get a street card. Come on, you play with your little.
It's on his way, man.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah. This motherfucker sitting there talking about this and that. Any two cars can come up with a race. Goddamn!
Yeah, I can't tell.
Okay,
all the mics is open
you
right now.
I just did some dumb shit. I just wanted to see what you bite, and you didn't bite. This motherfucker Vaughn know goddamn where we gonna run with RBL car y'all run on both. I just said some shit with my motherfucking super just to see if you gonna bite. You coward motherfucker.
Hold on,
you scared.
Man,
that's why I goddamn race.
Call me what you wanna call me, Skin. But we
you just wanna spray that motherfucker. And ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't have nothing in your class. I don't have nothing in your class.
Well, I tell you what to do.
But, hey,
man, Shannon, tell them they bring that red color. Send them run that motherfucker head the fuck up, man.
I can't tell Shannon shit. He on the phone. You tell him, motherfucker. I can't tell him what to
well,
do with that motherfucker.
He hear me?
Well, tell him. Don't talk indirectly, motherfucker. You going to
I like that. Just when I'm ready, I'm going to come see you. I just hold on to that. Hold on to that right there. I like that.
Hold on, capping on this motherfucker.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Hey, and they give me a shirt made. Scared the race.
I want one.
Scared the race.
Give me the first one, immediately.
Like, every motherfucker called me a coward and scared, and I like that. But that blue motherfucker, the only motherfucker move on Thursday. I see it's Thursday, and there ain't no motherfucker to move.
No, you ain't no coward that you won't race. When I said you was a coward, I'm talking about me and you used to play all the time on Doty and everything.
Hey, Skin,
you don't play
with
me no more.
That's what everybody tell me. I'm scary. Get your scary ass out.
Man, you know they lying, man. You study racing. They just talking trying to fire you up. That's all. No goddamn way you racing. How the fuck you going to be scared? How the fuck you going to be scared every week you bet your goddamn money? I see you counting the money, goddamn it.
But I said, I can say this for a fact, though. The last couple of years, I was in denial when everybody was on these shows and we was talking and we kept saying racing was dying and woo-woo. I was in denial, like, because I was still racing. So I was in denial, like, man, racing ain't dead. Woo, woo. Now I sit back like, God damn. Ain't nobody trying to draw down on nobody.
You know what I'm saying? I feel a little different this year. Now I agree with motherfuckers.
Hey, Vaughn,
I didn't agree last year.
Vaughn, let me ask you a question. Do you think everybody is too friendly now? Everybody friends. That's why ain't nobody drawing on each other?
No, I can't. I can't relate to them if they doing that because we, as what we do, we draw on each other's shit. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, I just don't know what it is. I can say that everybody, a lot of people just don't want to try no shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta try some shit. You might win.
They don't want to try no shit. They just don't want to get their ass fried all week for fucking up.
Yeah.
That's why they don't do shit.
That's part of it. That's part of it like a motherfucker.
Okay. How can I be part of it? That ain't nothing. That's
Captain.
Hey, Vaughn, do you know what's crazy, Vaughn? Vaughn, do you know these motherfuckers would rather lose some money than to get talked about?
Yeah.
Oh, man, not the fry.
I'd rather get talked about than lose my motherfucking money.
Not the fry.
Don't shit about me. I got my ass pulled out.
If I can't win, I'm playing a lot of
about you. Hey, they more concerned about you talking shit about them than them losing the money. They'll lose $1 million. But if you don't talk shit, they don't want to lose.
Yeah,
you know
I can
what,
say that.
You
hey,
know
Sam,
what it
hey,
is,
Sam, I'm leaning more towards that, Sham, than leaning towards motherfuckers too friendly. Because too friendly motherfuckers can still race. But I'm leaning more towards them motherfuckers don't want to feel embarrassed if they lost, if they lose.
Hey, Vaughn, look at this. How many old motherfuckers you know, they don't want to, they'll lose all their money and their house and everything, their wife and everything to the boat. But they don't want you to know it. If you knew it, they would have never lost that shit. If you knew they were going crazy and losing their money like that.
Yeah.
If you was talking about it, when they
y'all
first
might
start losing it, they'll quit going to the boat.
Hey, Sam, I think you might be surprised on how many people actually get offended when you call them out on the race. I think you might be surprised.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Really?
That too. You call them out, they get mad no motherfucker. Now, you know when I'm going to get offended, Vaughn?
Where?
When you tell me, man, get out with Yak Car with Kamala. Head up. Or get out with Yak Car with IBL Car. Head the fuck up, spray the spray. I'm going to get offended. I think you playing with me. I don't like you playing with me like that. You know that. Or Chuck telling me, get out with IBL Car with his car. What the fuck is my car? Get the fuck out of here, man. You sound stupid. But that sounds stupid to me. So that's what I get offended. So I ain't going to tell you I ain't going to get offended. I will. But I ain't going to get offended because you draw on me.
Man,
I got
you.
You don't got me.
It's down 1-800.
I got
it's down 1-800. Plus,
Charlie, I got two races, man, and I could just sit back for the rest of the year. And that's that puss-ass nigga Scrap from the west side. And that's Steve Blackass. Once I race them two, man, I don't care win or lose. I'm happy.
Damn, I'm going on mute.
I'm happy.
Man, what the fuck happened with this truck?
That's all I want to do.
Steve with Lil Vinny?
I love
you talking about Lil Vinny?
Yes.
I
came on this side. I told you real fast. Like,
get on the ass. Get on the motherfucking ass. I thought y'all wasn't going to race each other. Get on the ass.
Man.
Uh-oh, where's Flop at? Flop, you might get your wish, Flop.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's tell Flop pull that Camaro up here, too. Fuck him, too.
Good God, I'm going on mute.
Take it easy, y'all. Take it easy. Fuck him, too. I want all the niggas who talk good shit.
Ooh, wee, that motherfucker, yeah. Go.
They should go and tell your ass up, yeah? What are you waiting on?
I want them to, Skin. I want them to.
You want little Vinny.
What?
You want
one
Vinny.
Thing
you
I
want
can say.
This like the halftime show. We took a fucking week off on purpose just to see if somebody was going to bring some smoke.
Okay,
that's
get the
what
other,
we did.
Jump. I'm going to get the cape. I get the thing out of the car.
I like that.
As long as I find
the
fucking key.
I like this shit. I like this shit. Ooh, that motherfucker yacked all them motherfuckers out. Where they at, man? I know they on the show. They got them little Vinny. They got them Scott. I'm back. Man, they got them yacked all the motherfuckers out. Yacked all the motherfuckers
ooh,
out.
Whoa,
me
whoa,
out.
Whoa, wait a minute. What is this? What is that?
That motherfucker said he said he want little Vinny. He won't flop, and he won't scrap. If he gets you three motherfuckers, he ain't got the race for the rest of the year. He just want to tell y'all
that. What scrap? What scrap from the south side?
No.
Yeah, no.
Scrap from the
no.
west side, he think. He said scrap from the west side.
Oh, we can't.
That's how you die. He said he want to tell your ass up, Leon.
We can't run scrap yak head up. He won that race. We can't whoop him. And we gotta win there.
Oh, okay.
I would like to race him, but we can't.
I think y'all ran already, Yak. What are you talking about? You want them? You already ran them.
Hey man, Scrap talked about me like a dog, man.
No, I know, but you can put that under your belt. You already whooped him.
No, man, shit.
You ain't never whooped little Vinny. You ain't never whooped little Vinny and Flop, the people that you mentioned. That. People called out.
You let Vinny whoop one race anybody, so they been showboating that motherfucker all year. I ain't seen that bitch on my post. Keep it on Facebook.
Well, Leon, I raced the shit out of him. I'm not stuck.
Hey, Shaky.
But yes, he whooped there.
Hey, Shaky, are you on the mic?
Yak, you a bad motherfucker.
No, Shorty, I just want to race, man. That's all. I want to play.
You in it for me. You in it for me. You a bad motherfucker. You ain't got no time to call me.
Hey,
yeah, Cam. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Is anybody in queue?
That shit ain't got no power.
No.
Oh, that's his box.
Yeah, Yak racing. I can't knock him for what he's doing now.
But he can't get it.
Yeah,
that's
two races. I'm waiting on Peachy
like
Boy and motherfucker Jeremiah. Them my two races.
Hey, Vaughn, I can answer, man.
Yeah, what I need to do down on y'all ass, I'm going. I have no limit.
Okay. Well, we been having problems. We ain't had no motherfucker call us out all year. All the fucking races we got.
Well, I
can't
listen.
Driving
one
no
thing about me.
We waiting on
I've
somebody to
silent,
feel like pick on us.
I done been very silent because my car is not running. So I know to shut the fuck
you
up.
A smart man. You a smart man then. You a smart man then. You a smart man.
Hey, Ron, I'm jealous of you and Yak. Yak call out the people he want to call out, and you call out who you want to call out.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you, Yak.
Somebody reach out and slap Skin in his mouth.
I'm going to send you an application. You know, you fill that out when your car ready. You just sign on the dotted line and we go.
Hey, you little turd.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to get the shit to you out as soon as my car running, man. I'm not studying the motherfucker.
That's what I want to hear preach. Well, I'm gonna do you just like scrap.
Hey, preacher boy, we don't know when your car gonna be ready. So we depending on you to let us know when it be ready by you calling us.
Hey, Vaughn, listen to this. What I'm gonna tell you, we both got something in common. I don't know when it's gonna be ready.
Damn.
See, it's simple shit. See, I ain't gonna get up there in front like the rest of these niggas. and talk all that bullshit to you or say something that I ain't got to be understanding right now, I can't race right now. So I'm going to be an obey bitch. I'm going to sit down, watch the races, and ride the fuck out that golf cart.
Southside Scrap agreed to a race with us, and he agreed to calling us and locking us in. He got the fucking break, and we want to run him too, but he won't motherfucking – he stopped answering the phone for me. He make me feel like I'm picking on him. I don't like to feel like that.
Well, give me his number, Bob. Give me his number. I'll pick on this little short head ass. I just don't want Tiger.
Oh, man.
I just don't want Tiger.
Oh, Lord.
I call that motherfucking threatening shit out of him.
Ooh-wee.
God,
yeah, right. Yak, some of these motherfuckers you gotta handle with care, Yak. Some of them you gotta handle with care, man. You can't talk. You can't talk to everybody like you talk to him.
Yak, his man is on the phone. All you gotta do is talk to his number one man.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Who is that?
Speaking of his number one man.
Southside Scrap
ain't gonna go nowhere in the world. He gonna talk to everybody and his ancestors. He ain't gonna let the
man
wake
he,
up.
Hey, he was talking that shit that day we ran to Mustang, but he was talking shit to other people. He didn't say shit to me because I was told.
Nah, that nigga told his whole family that he was locked in with us for next week. He was racing. He said on this live, he said, "Get to Monte Carlo. I'm racing next week." Who the fuck told you you was ready? He said that I got his number, called him and said lock in. He been telling me he gonna call me back for fucking 4 or 5 days now.
Hey man, you got to understand the facts about somebody.
Now scrap from out west. God damn it.
Somebody care.
Yak don't want to give him no spot. I said fuck him, give him a spot. Yak said that man talk too fucking tough to be asking for a spot, so he don't want to give him no spot. That's the only race all year that Yak vetoed was me giving him a spot. That's the only race he vetoed. Yak don't veto no race. That's the only race. He said, nah, man, let that nigga let his nuts hang.
We ain't gonna run, man. That's all. We just ain't gonna run. I ain't mad at him.
I love you, but I got you.
I love you, too. We ain't gonna run until you keep your word. You gotta keep your word.
We
just been up the other day. I mean, it's all good. Like I said, we just won't run, bro.
What I'm saying is, why he gotta stand on the word and you won't stand on the word that you told us you was running us head up for 2 years straight?
You want me to wait for the game?
It don't take no 2 years to run you. We just beat your ass unconscious last year.
Then y'all run already, sir. Y'all beat me. He beat me.
Already.
He beat me.
I said,
I'll run you back. He said, Star Wars ready. What you got there? You want me to wait?
No,
I ain't gonna wait all year round. Wait on you to get ready.
It ain't that you waiting on. We just beat your ass at the end of last year.
Fuck you. I ain't gotta run y'all. Y'all keep running. Y'all keep winning. I'm gonna bet with y'all when I see y'all gonna run. That's all.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm gonna just bet with y'all. I ain't gonna run y'all here up though. That won't happen.
You ain't gonna run us head up. Give me your doors and your front end. Let me put it on my car and go to work.
You can have them come over there and take them off. That was the worst thing I could ever do. Somebody talked me into doing this shit.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I could ever do. But, you know.
Yeah, that was the worst thing you could
somebody
ever do.
Somebody talked me into
that.
I didn't
that
want it.
That motherfucker money,
you
spent on that shit. You should have changed your motor in and put the money where they got a better motor and been all steel, all glass.
Fuck that shit.
Evidently, you both don't think it's too weak you gave me that break.
Nah, listen. You heard what I said.
You just lost. That same money you just lost. I'm gonna bet that same money back. Come on, get me.
Hey, listen. This is what I'm telling you. You can't say that. I said, I told you in the beginning of the conversation, your car giving the break was the first race Jack vetoed. That was the first race. I don't give a fuck.
Well.
I see your ass to break all day long, run the fuck around you. Jack don't want to give you no spot.
That man kept telling me, Vaughn, you got money, get your damn car fixed. I fixed your mouth in the goddamn car. Just to make
race. How long would it take you to fix it, though, yeah? Just tell the truth.
Hey, listen, hold on.
Hey, Vaughn, can I talk to
Jack,
please? Can I talk to
Jack?
I know you're a goddamn, but let me talk to Jack, though. I want to talk to Jack for a few minutes. Can I please talk to Jack?
Ain't no motherfucker take time to fix nothing. We start racing when everybody starts racing. I'm not even talking to you, bro. I don't want to hear nothing you saying mean anything to me.
I gotta hear say just text Jack what to say and let him tell. Cause I don't hear nothing you say.
Hey, Scrap.
You been talking to me every day. Now we talk about racing. You don't want to talk to me.
What up?
No, because I want to talk to Jack real quick. Jack vetoes the race. I want to know why he vetoes.
Right, he want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you right now. Let me talk to Jack real quick. Then I get back to you. Because I know you want to go. Let me talk to Jack. I need to move him over to see why.
Vaughn, come over here with me, man. Me and you come over here and we come and sit down.
Look,
and let them talk.
Vaughn already knows they got us whooped anyway.
Jack just don't want to go. He want to try to kill me twice. That's all. He want to whoop me head up, then turn around and give me the break. You didn't get me twice. You already whooped me once. You beat me once already.
I want to run you head up because you talk, man. You talk all down.
Man,
down.
Talking. Niggas been talking for years. That's part of the drag race.
Take
everything you said back. Tell them to disregard everything you said.
Mr. Yak.
Hey,
Mr. Vaughn. I'm sorry.
We appreciate it. Now, is Jeremiah on the line? I know he on the line, Lurk.
We accept your apology, Jack. They could have been running. I mean, it ain't only with Jack. I raced some cars, but Jack has already beat me, though.
I know Jeremiah only had to hit your name 5 times. Jeremiah, hit the one button or something.
Man, Jeremiah, don't want nobody.
Stand up for yourself.
Them people on this phone, they just ain't talking. You know they on the phone listening.
Hey, Vaughn.
Man, that motherfucker.
Yeah. Vaughn, you look. What you call it? Just called me. He at work. He say he at work. He say, yeah, y'all put, what you call it? That's how he going to do it. What's the boy's name?
He said what?
What's his name? Oh, my God. The boy that you
Jack
said
Ball.
Was going to drive the car.
Jack Ball.
Yeah. That's what Scrap just called me and told me. Yeah.
Man,
Scrap, fuck him.
Don't do that.
Because he said he was going to run us. That motherfucker still ain't ran us.
That man said he was going to run us.
And we ain't even ran yet. We supposed to be running 5 days.
He ain't talking about you, Scrap.
No, he's talking about those Scrap. We supposed to be running 7 days, please.
I know what you're talking about, Scrap, but he talking about Yak now. They said he to call to say put Jack on.
Okay, Charlie.
I'm not telling him to do that.
Shorty,
that's
just like me telling Scrap, you get in your car, Scrap, and get in mine, and let's go.
You're right, but listen,
And the other scrap defense, he don't know no better, man. He get mad at me when I tell him that. But that outside scrap don't know
hey,
no better.
Hey, man.
He don't
well,
know no better, man.
Hey, Sham,
no.
You tell
Scrap.
Black
the blind,
Sham,
man. He don't know no better, man.
Okay, well,
no
well tell him,
no
goddamn it, we gonna run him head. No, the
don't tell him
ball.
Shit.
Right.
Fuck him. Don't tell him shit. Fuck him, man. He don't know no better. I'm telling you, man. The man called me last year. I mean, he called me last year, telling me that him and Big Steve gonna race with the cucumber. Shawty, he ain't got nothing to do with you. He asked me, Todd, he is. He don't know no better, man. Let him fly. Let him live, man. He don't know no better.
I'm gonna say this.
I'm supposed to get up there with the cucumber. I'm supposed to get up there and run him head up with the cucumber, man. I'm supposed to run Southside. Yeah, head up.
Hey. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this to everybody that's on the phone that own race cars, don't drive. Why don't y'all quit getting on these phones telling somebody to put somebody else in somebody else's car? I don't want nobody to get hurt. If they got driving, let them have their driving. If you want to race a man, go and race him. You can't tell nobody.
Hey, man, that, hey,
Leon,
that's just a diversion from them not wanting to race. That's a diversion. I'm going to pick your driver, pick you, give me a spot.
Last one,
and
I'm going to
pick
nobody
your money. Tell him if he want me to put Jack Ball in that big jam, tell him he got to race me for $7,500, and I'm going to put Jack Ball in there. He got the break.
Oh, that's crazy.
Ooh, they got that goddamn Vaughn said, get it up there.
Hey, Vaughn.
No, that ain't gonna happen. That right there, you ain't gonna get no way. Every time somebody wants to race there,
I'm just asking a question.
Will y'all
do me like that? I'm just asking a question.
You gotta drive us, so goddamn it. If you want somebody else to drive, goddamn it, you gotta drive your own shit.
No, I was just asking, bro. That's all. I'm just asking.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Scrap think he doing that because he driving his own shit. Oh, y'all put Jack Ball in there. He ain't doing nothing but listening to the public. Oh, I don't want Mike driving. So I'm gonna tell them this because I know. Why would you just go pick one driver? This ain't got nothing to do with you and Jack Ball. Why are you just going to pick to put Jack Ball in there out of our crew? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. That shit sounds dumb as hell. But I'm going to tell you what, though.
I want you, Mike, because I know y'all going to leave us behind us. When we leave, y'all come. I want you, Mike.
Yeah. Not you don't want me in there because, you know, I leave Leon at the line every time we race. So you don't want me in there.
That's why
you're going to
give us the break. We going to leave first.
Hey, I like him to leave on me, Scrap, and I go right back in and go back and give and go and get a check.
Hey, me and motherfucker Leon, his ass is making a Subway sandwich. Each time I left on his ass, he was watching. Each time.
And what happened after that Subway sandwich? I threw him under your tires and went by you, didn't I?
Yeah, that first race. That second race, though, your ass was sitting there.
No, we had an explosion. That's what it was. We had an explosion.
Yeah. Y'all had an explosion. But, yeah, that fag-ass nigga, how you just going to go? That's just like me saying, Leon drives Scrap car, Scrap own the car, and Lee out there cooking. And I'm going to be like, hey, put Lee in the car, and I'm going to run your head up.
Right.
How you going to get the cook? To get in the car. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is you talking about? You know, Jack Ball, he got a motherfucker drink a fifth before he even comes to the track. But you want him to drive our car. That shit don't need... That's what Sham talking about when he said white people ain't racing. That type of shit right there. Big, that motherfucker, Southside Scrap, is a prime example why people ain't racing. You just gonna pick somebody out the crew. You might as well put my son in there.
I'd rather for them to come on the phone and just say, I don't want them problems.
That's it. That's all. Just like you said, you want us to put somebody in there so your dumb ass can be in danger. You don't know what Jack Barr going to do behind the wheel, motherfucker. But you want him to drive the car instead of somebody else. No, that's your diversion. You creating a diversion. That's your smoke screen. oh, I'm gonna act like I won't. I want to act like I want to race, but I really don't. That's my smoke screen. Get the fuck out of here. But you know what? If you get that shit up there, I'm gonna change the seat and change the position, change everything for your ass. Get it up to 7,500. He got the break with Jack Ball Drive.
Hmm. You just messed the show up, man. You know that, don't you?
He
just messed the show up, man.
He trying to race. But, Vaughn, I remember a race like that. I remember when Ty was trying to run, Shorty, with the Mustang over there by Ford, and Shorty was drinking, and goddammit, they didn't want Shorty to get in the car. And Ty, no, he going to drive his own car. Look what happened to Shorty and Ty. Ran into each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, get the fuck out. You know what you could do? If you want to pick our driver, we going to pick your driver then, if that's the case. No, we giving you the break. We giving you lane choice. All right, then, bet us the money we want to bet then. And you want to pick our driver, bet us the money we want to bet then. Make it worth our while then. Because you can still, if you still feel like you tricking us because Jack Ball getting in there, then make it worth your while then. Don't trick us for no 1,500. Trick us out of 7,500 then, nigga, since you feel like you tricking us.
Lord. I just like to see everybody at the – I don't want to see you put somebody in the car and you got to drive. You want to see a good race, and you don't want to see nobody get out there and get hurt. If you don't want to race a man, just say you don't want them problems. I'm not going to tell you put somebody else's car.
That's what we were saying earlier, though. These motherfuckers most scared of being talked about. That's just what he heard through the grapevine. And I don't give a fuck about saying it. He tried to sit back and watch Ian, and Skin say, let Jack Ball drive and I'll run, y'all. He tried to take a page out of Skin's book. He don't know what he doing or what he even talking about. He just trying to do something he saw somebody else do.
Hey, Vaughn, well, if they don't do no racing, just tell them come on to your show, man. That's all. Oh. Just come on and support the show.
He gonna come out there and support with his brand new race suit on and act to his family like he a race car driver and shit. He gonna do that. That motherfucker, that damn race car suit he got, that bitch ain't got no oil on it or nothing. It don't smell like race gas or tire smoke. It don't smell like shit. That bitch brand new. He gonna have his whole family out there act like he a racer, but he ain't racing shit.
Hey, Sam, where you at? Why you kicked all this shit off? Why the hell you ain't racing? Talking about getting away, everybody's teaming up and shit. And I don't want to hear nothing about you racing when you get ready to race. I don't want to hear that. You got to come with something better than that. Where your ass at?
Oh, he in the closet, Leon. He in the closet, Leon. He be right back.
Mm-hmm. Why ain't nobody racing? Why everybody teaming up on racing and all that old
shit? That toe tiger took all the fight out of him. That's what happened.
Oh, shit.
There go the Victor. What up, Vic? There go Vic.
What up, dude? What up, dude? That toe tiger took all the fight out their whole crew. Neither one of them ain't racing.
I won the whole bag on that race. Ken couldn't believe I was betting that much on the fucking toe tag. He said, what the fuck am I thinking about? He couldn't believe it. Well, he got a spot with that Malibu, and he got a head up race with that red car with his brother car. And let me get back to what I said. Because I know the man on here. Jeremiah, get your ass down. I know you listening, boy. Get your ass down.
Let me help him. Jeremiah, you already got your oil and stuff changed. You got some new spark plugs in. Von, stay ready.
It better be tight this time. It better be tight.
Hey, and y'all get mad at me because I say it ain't no racing, man. Y'all know this shit, man. Y'all got these damn talks.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. I was saying last year, I think I was caught up in a moment because we was racing so much last year. We was traveling so much. Every time y'all said it wasn't no racing, I'm like, man, they just saying that because they ain't racing. They just saying that because they ain't racing. I was mad. But now this year, and I'm sitting back looking like, God damn. And when
Levon,
ain't
I
nobody, it ain't, besides Big Sean race, ain't nobody raced at 41 not one time this year. Nobody.
Nope.
On the race,
I said ain't nobody race, but I also said I know the people who gonna race, the regulars. You are a regular.
Right.
I use that, the regulars, when you wanna race, you know who to go get them one of the regulars. But all them other ones got cars leaving at home and talk all that shit about somebody else getting their ass whooped, and they'll come to track and leave their car sitting in the garage and know it's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Just a whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
I like it.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Now, that's the teammate that put a team together with them regulars, because the regulars going to go.
Regulars going to go.
Them talk show ones and the morning show, afternoon show, they don't do nothing to do what they do every day.
Yeah, but that's my favorite saying, though, Leon. We need everybody to keep it going, racing, as long as the motherfucker play their position. We need a motherfucker to spray that water hose in a water box. We need fans in the stands, and we need racers. So whatever role you play, just play it to the best of your ability, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Cam, where your ass at? You on this phone race once a year.
Only at two events.
We want to know why the hell you on race at two events.
Damn, Lee.
Hey, man.
How long you holding that in, man?
Shab got the back tire and the brakes react car in my race if he want it. And motherfucker, he got a head-up race with that red car if he want it. And I'm still looking for Jeremiah. I know he on here. I done said his name about 10 times, Leon Dinner.
Hey, this is the first time I ain't never heard Jeremiah come out.
This shit fucked up, man.
Hey,
Bob. They can't even stop man.
Uh-oh.
I don't think Jeremiah ready yet. Yeah, a lot more stuff he got worked out. I don't think he ready yet.
Okay. All right.
Who was that?
Oh, right. Man. They ain't went to see the Wizard of Oz yet, huh?
Uh-oh.
Who was that? That was Lee, wasn't it?
No, that's me.
Peanut. Who's this? Peanut?
Peanut.
Okay, well, I know Jeremiah ready. I know he ready.
He just told us on the morning show the other day he was ready.
And it ain't my opinion. I know for a fact he ready.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to stand down from what I was told.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know for a fact you ready.
Peanut,
I know you told him last time. So text him and tell him I said his name 10 times on the show just in case he ain't hit me, even though I know he heard me.
Oh, Lord. Mm.
Lord, how much?
Yeah, that motherfucker ready now. He was on the audience yesterday and day before yesterday. He was on this bitch talking about he's ready and trying to lock floppy, all kind of shit, man. He just tried to
lock
the whole
thing
from Detroit, 315 and all that
shit. Now, you know if he's trying to lock floppy and he really ain't trying to race, the flop already said he ain't coming.
No. He tried to lock FOC in from Detroit.
Oh.
He tried to lock Red and them in, Reggie Red. He tried to lock them in. Yesterday, he tried to lock them in.
Show this.
I know what I'm gonna have to do.
He told it. If it's a lie, he told it.
He got a detail job
he's doing. Leave him alone.
Whole lot of capital, Shawty.
Oh, man.
A whole lot of capital.
Hey, man.
Who the fuck? That's got damn feet. Good God,
oh, we
got a detail job.
Ooh, who said that, buddy?
Big how long you holding on, Vic?
Leave him alone. Vic said, leave him alone.
He's detailing the job.
Oh,
man, I got the vacuum cleaner working, man. He can't hear
shit. Well, not the soap hood.
Hey,
They got French fries and shit in the car and cookie crumbs and shit. It's live and motherfuckers.
Yo, well,
Mama.
Hey, Skin, all that ain't called car washing, man.
Hey, man, Vic fucked me up, man. Vic, yeah.
Man, leave him alone. He owe that detail in the car.
Hey, heard that tell me the man working overtime. Man, car wash been closed, man, for 7 hours. You mean to tell me it's 9:56 and he's still wiping up that goddamn car?
Oh, man, I got to come all the tires.
He got called. He had to make a special appearance.
Why you so rough?
Somebody got somewhere to be in the morning.
Man, I should call Jeremiah. He ain't going to answer, though.
He ain't going to answer.
Man, Jeremiah right on this phone. Show. That motherfucker on this phone now.
I know my dog on this phone. He just going to chill out.
That same
motherfucker. Oh, man. Not the Jeremiah.
That motherfucker that ate that beef jerky today, he on this motherfucker. You ain't that beef jerky. Been gnawing on that beef jerky. Hey, you rat, my motherfucker. Come on mute, bitch. Hurry up. That's telling the man you don't want no smoke, man. Damn, why don't leave you alone? Why, if you tell you don't want no smoke, would you leave him alone?
Hell yeah. That's just like scrap.
When
he's dead with Jack Ball in the car, I know he don't want me driving on him no more. I'm going to leave him alone. I already know what he's trying to do. He trying to act like he's smarter than the next motherfucker. Boy, you ain't smarter than nobody. I'm going to give you everything you asking for. Just goddamn it, race me for $7,500. You got the break with Jack Ball driving. Just race me for $7,500. I'm giving you everything you want. Just race us for what, since we sweet and Jack Ball sweet. We gonna race you for $7,500. Now, matter of fact, I don't even want to buy no race. I'm gonna race you for $5,000.
God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Now, Donnie Pooh, you know you out betting them. Those people don't bet all that money, man. They wanna race for $500.
Then he want to pick everything. Get that motherfucker at lane choice. He got the driver. He got everything he want. So, when you go into a race, you start with negotiations, Skin. So if you go into a race, that's just like you just told Yak. Nigga, cut that shit off, goddammit. I'm going to run your head over Kamala. If he would have gave you everything you asked for, should you be ready to bet whatever because you getting everything you ask for?
Yeah, but I got to throw this disclaimer out there. If I can afford to bet everything, I might be afford to bet $7,500. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay,
so I ain't gonna, I got
to change
the
truth. I'm going to change it to $5,000. Can I get something my way? I'm going to change it to $5,000.
I might not have $5,000. I might have $4,000. I might not have $5,000.
Okay,
oh,
I'm ready for $4,000. I'm ready for
$4,000.
Hey, Von,
let me help you out. This way, this come into play.
The best way to stop that.
No, this is what I'm trying to do. I want Von to let him tell him how much he want to race for. And he say yes or no. See, he might say $4,000. He might say $2,000. He might say $1,500. You say, oh, hell no. You might don't want
to give him everything he wants for no fucking $1,500. Hell
no. No, you're not giving him everything he wants. You just want to hear what's on his mind.
Okay.
Let him tell you how much he want to run for with Jack Ball the driver and the brake. And you determine whether that's enough or not.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. The man might say $4,900. He might say $4,900. Shit, I'll put the other $100 up. Just to see
him,
shit. That's all I'm saying,
Honey
Boo.
Well, I feel
you
the same way.
But you know what?
The same way.
What
Big
you said.
Sam just delayed
you know
that
this
message.
Show, but listen though, you know this show recorded. He probably listening on the bitch. So you give him ammunition not to say nothing at all. See, when Sam relayed that message, that was some faggot ass shit, really, to me.
because how the fuck Cam could talk to him, but he ain't here. He hearing what's going on. I believe he hearing what's going on, but if he ain't hearing what's going on, then Cam should have relayed that message. Just like he relayed that motherfucker to you. He should have went back and said, how much are you willing to run for? They going to do that.
Okay, yeah, I see that.
But when you said 7,500, that killed everything. Because them didn't know no motherfucker on this phone up for 7,500. You know what I'm saying? So they gonna twist it around, Von, and I know you want to run. But everybody else going to say Von wasn't trying to run. He's trying to buy a race. You know, goddamn well, he just didn't want to give the man a break and let what's name drive because he said 7,500. When he know on scraps and run for 7,500. See, that's what they're going to try to pull. And it's valid. They're going to pull it now, Von. So I would just advise you, say what he say, man. He might fuck around and say 6,500. You don't know what he's going to say. But I've never known him
to run for 5,000 in life. You right there. The options is open. Tell him, come on with it. What you want to do it for?
Where Sam at? Tell Sam to relay that with his bad ass.
Oh, man.
If he come back and relayed you a message because you drawn on Sherman, that's the only reason why he relayed that message, because you drawn on Sherman.
Man, we got a wanted poster on Sherman, Kyle. We got a wanted poster on that, Kyle. Bring that motherfucker out. He got a head up.
Oh,
right.
Man. Not the wanted poster.
Hey, you hear Sam relay that message. And then, now when you come with a counter offer, Sam ain't said another word.
You got to tell him come out the club.
Get out the closet, Sam. Get your ass out of here.
Lord, how much?
Hey, Sam ain't
on the phone because it's 10 o'clock and the show ain't went off.
Damn.
Ooh. Damn, Vic.
Ooh, wait.
How long you been holding that in, Vic?
I'm just saying. Last motherfucking week, Leon was talking. That motherfucker said, thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Oh, man, not the instant cutoff.
We gonna bag the fuck up, man, because they get too quiet, man. Anybody else got anything? Come on in. We ain't drawing on nobody else.
Once
we done
again,
for the night, though.
You a goddamn bully. You took over with your vibe. And I like it, man. You know, fucked up. That's fucked up, man.
He chased the cake man off his own show.
Hey, man, he chased the cake off.
Yeah.
Man,
you gonna quit taking the motherfucking pound cake away? I want some.
Oh man, not the pound cake.
That man to chase that motherfucking pound cake away, man. That shit good too.
Hell yeah. Hey, Skin, when I first thought about the cake man, right, they used to laugh at him talking about his slices was too thin and everything. I said to myself, I'm going to put this motherfucker out. I went to the store and bought a motherfucking cake, right? Rob came up to me and gave me 3 pieces of cake. I bit into that motherfucking cake. I said, damn. I said, Sam made this? He said, yeah. The cake I had, I threw that motherfucker in the trash can. That motherfucker didn't stand a chance to the cake Sam made, man.
Yeah, go, man. Yeah,
hey, and that motherfucker's about 2 3 days old. You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, you got that motherfucker. We talking about that cake, motherfucker. We talking about
chill
out. Cause he's running you away. We need that cake, motherfucker. Me and this motherfucker.
Man,
can't
run nobody away besides these the people that ain't trying to go. That talking about they ready and all that.
Oh, okay.
No, he drawing on you. He drawing on you. Where you at? What he drawing on you?
He ready.
Hold on a minute.
He's not ready, man. That's why I'm trying to stop you from even saying that.
Wait,
talking about Sam not ready. talking about that message you relayed, champ. Motherfucker, you came over here relaying that message talking about what Scott said. You came over here talking about what Scott said.
Yeah. He called me and told me to show
him. We wanted you to relay another message, motherfucker.
Oh, what was the message? What was the message?
Ask him what the fuck do he want to race from with that race. With that race that he asked for.
Oh, hold on.
What's the most he'll run for? Goddamn it. Yeah, Texas,
go.
You goddamn show.
You
hear what's going on.
Hey, that motherfucker must work 24 hours a day, because when I called him this morning, he said he was at work. It's 10 o'clock.
Hey, Vaughn. Don't
still,
shoot the messenger.
That nigga
called me and said, hey, man, I'm at work. What's up? I'm like, oh, man, okay.
If he at work, where did he hear we was looking for him at?
I got a point there, Vaughn. I got a public service announcement, man. I know it's going to ruffle some feathers and shit, but I got a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's working over 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, heal your motherfucking self, because you ain't living, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. What's wrong with you?
Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. If these motherfuckers working these 16-hour shifts and all that old shit, they ain't having much fun as me and you. They can suck out my ass. They lying.
Oh, man. How long you been holding that in, shorty?
For 51 years.
Damn.
Hey, I don't give a fuck how poor I am. I bet I have more fun than these motherfuckers working 12 hours, 16 hours shifts. Shit, you got to sleep 8 hours a day. It's only 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
You take 16 motherfucking hours and sleep 8 of them. What the fuck you doing? Tell me what you doing.
Just wasting time, Charlie. Just wasting time.
The fuck you doing is waking up, going to bed. Waking up, going to work, go back to bed. That's all the fuck you ain't got time to shower. It's a lot
just wasting
of time. Out here because they need to the goddamn bed.
Lord have mercy.
Man, you motherfuckers ain't living. If a motherfucker working all this overtime and 80
mm-hmm.
hours a week and all that, them motherfuckers ain't living, man. How could you be living? We ain't no goddamn fun. You ain't getting up and working for the family. You the sole provider, motherfucker.
When are you going to have time to spend it?
Man, I feel sorry for you, boy. That's all I can tell you. I feel sorry for any motherfucker. It's bad enough motherfucker working 40 hours a week. Any motherfucker that's working overtime, I feel sorry for you.
Mm-hmm. You not to Johnny Taylor.
You know they ain't listening.
Yeah.
They ain't listening.
I'm sorry. We feeling sorry for you.
Man, how the fuck could they live, kid?
Mm-hmm. You got a point there, shorty.
Hey, damn sure ain't going to the track, kid.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And please.
Then when they play, they want to race for it.
Hey, Ron, just think about it.
You're making that stuff up.
Man, any motherfucker in the world is working 16 hours a day. Tell me what fun are they having, Ron.
I don't know, man.
You
got a point there, Shorty.
It's going to happen when they fucking retire.
If they're working 12 hours a day, they ain't having no fun. They need 4 hours to go get a haircut and wash their pussy or they dick. And they get no booty. That takes up 4 hours. And you got to get something to eat. You got to get something to eat. Get chow and bathe. Man, it's going to take you 4 hours sometimes. You ain't doing nothing. I'm poor as a motherfucker. I enjoy my motherfucking 51 years.
My.
Good God almighty, shit. Hey, kid, we'll be in 42, baby.
Kid, you look at the forecast?
No, what did it say?
Kid, 6% Saturday.
Man, don't do that, kid. Don't do that.
Hey, man. I'm just saying. It might get better. I have to keep checking.
I might go anyway. Motherfucker, they gonna lie and tell me. Somebody you gotta pay some lockup. Somebody didn't rain.
Oh Lord, not the rain, God.
Oh yeah, I forgot though. We traveling, goddamn. I forgot. It means something right there. Oh,
Father. Got the traveler stepping up.
Man, oh man.
You back this time, what do you say?
Huh?
No, I'm driving
to
Texas.
Oh, okay. I thought you were coming back
because
you talked to him.
No,
he listened.
He listened.
So what's the discrepancy, Ron? What y'all trying to do? You say what am I supposed to be asking?
Nah, he got what he wants. And that's
how much do you
want to
run for? He got what you want.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah,
not
yak,
but
you going to put what you call it in the car, how much you going to do it for? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to put the most you do it for. Because Von want to do it for whatever, so. Get up there a little bit, man. Make it interesting, you know.
Now, what y'all, I can't call the man pocket, but, you know, just thinking what he usually, what they do, 1,500 maybe, 2,000, somewhere up there.
Well, I mean, I tried to tell Von that, but, I mean, he don't want to run for that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You want everything you want, Von just say get it up a little bit. Go step outside the box just a little bit.
That motherfucker wasn't cold. 4 hours a day, goddamn. Tell them back some of that check.
Hey, man. Tony Bynum pulled dog ass out again, man. Good.
Oh, man.
He got him, Leon.
They say dog, Tony Bynum, they cut both buzz on. Dog went through the beans and bagged up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Send that to me, Lincoln.
Nah, I was nervous. Jamie
live right now. I'm looking at it live TV right now.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. You say he turned two buzz on.
Yeah,
right. He
Tony Bynum just said he cut two buzz on, down red moto, rolled through the beans, and then bagged up.
Oh, man.
Y'all say Tony Bynum washed up. I can't tell. Not that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he needs to be
Jamie looking for him right now.
Yeah, I see it. Hey, they might say Tony washed up from what he used to be, but he ain't washed up from these average motherfuckers. He still raised more than the average motherfucker.
Man, do y'all see how much rain Kentucky done got, man? Kentucky underwater.
Yeah.
Dang.
They ain't the only ones. They Lewis, too.
No, Kentucky washed the cheaper houses off the foundation before they can get to them.
Oh, wow.
Man, y'all look.
Look at y'all. Look at dog. Somebody go on Jamie Page, man. Dog loading up.
I'm on it right now. I'm on it right now.
Tony Bad.
Dog the fool, man.
I don't need to go to Jimmy Page. I got you for Jimmy Page. Tell us.
Dog ass crazy, man. He's setting it up, though.
Tony
Bass and his ass up again.
Boy, they got him. They jam-packed down there at the House of Hook. Dog got it pulled out again.
We got three good crowd, man. Let me see.
Yeah. Darling, got his ass tore by Boston Gear. Prime Pack. Man can't whoop nobody. He might as well stop racing. man, stop racing. Can't whoop nobody. Huh? Oh, he said his trans brake didn't hold. It's an excuse when you get the ass whooped. Well, y'all, we blessed, boy. These damn states are getting underwater, flood. That rain just washed them houses off the foundation with people in the house. Uh-oh, somebody got dime bagging somebody.
Time is it? Oh, man, y'all done got quiet. It didn't get quiet, now. Just say you ready to hang up.
I can't hang up. I ain't even on the board.
Oh, the show is?
No, the show is on, but I'm not on the board. I'm not running the board. I just opened up all the mics.
Shaky was running the board. Are we gonna let Nicky Leon run it from now on? Nicky Leon, you running the board?
Cause I've been on the show up.
So what a dog that got whooped again?
Man,
he said the trans brake didn't hold. That was what he just said.
Oh, the trans brake didn't hold. Oh, okay. That's a good excuse.
Oh, man.
Said the trans brake didn't hold.
They must have been off the trailer.
I don't know where the boss pulled his ass out.
Ain't no way you make it hits and all of a sudden on the trans brake the hole like you didn't feel it going out.
Hey, man. Don't you check it before you get to the track?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah,
look at Pooh Bear. Look at Pooh Bear.
Oh.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
What you gotta do Saturday?
What?
I called Chuck too. What you doing Saturday, Sam?
I gotta work.
Oh. If you find time, you know we're gonna be at my house. I'm throwing a party for my brother.
Oh no.
Yeah. I called Chuck. Call Chuck. Let Chuck
know. How you feel? You good?
Oh man.
You good to see you. You have grown up.
Huh?
You have grown up like a big dog.
I said I gotta work Saturday.
How your dad and mom doing?
They good. Let me get a pack of 100. All right, big dog.
Baby, you with your phone?
Man, well, look like y'all done gave up.
Tony, the Mustang. You got a full fancy Mustang, man. Man, y'all make a Jamie face.
The new car better?
No, yeah, new car. A Mustang.
It's better, man.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Jamie, crazy as hell, boy. Hey, goddamn, what a dog. Been getting his ass cold up, man. He got to go sit out.
Good dog.
Don't nobody want to get that.